Blog Talk Radio.
We got a rock concert. Just turn it up. I see. There we go. Come on. For great. Everybody got to declare it. Everybody get on your feet. Say, this is my season. Yes. To reap what I have sown. Let me testify just a minute. See, I haven't been perfect. No. But I sure been faithful. God's got a purpose. Hey, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. And it's growing. Now it's showing. This is my seed. Come on, church, for grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Give me some of this mic right here. Come on, sing it again, church. Say, this is my season. For grace, for favor. Yes, it is. This is my season. Everybody declare to me what I. Listen, I want you to say, everything is working together for my good. Yeah, everything is working together, yeah, for my good. You declare it, say, everything is working together for my good. Declare nothing over.
God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to realize it's working together for my good. Amen. That whatever is going on is working together for my good, because God has purpose, and because of his purpose, everything is working together for your good. Amen.
Amen.
You know, even times when it don't look like it's working for your good, God said it is working for your good. Even when it don't seem like it's working for your good, but God continued to say, I got purpose in that. Amen. Have faith in me, because there's purpose in what I do, that I don't do anything unless there's a purpose in it. Amen. And so whatever I'm allowing to come in your life is working together. It's going to work together for your good. At the time, it might not seem like it's a good thing, but it's going to work together for your good. And that's why we have to continue to praise God in all things, because no matter what we are going through, he's going to turn it around. Amen. Can you say he's going to turn? Can you believe God going to turn it around? You know, I realized something after reading Psalms 139. I realized something with God, that nothing happens by accident with God. Amen. The script has already been written before the foundation of the world. Everything that was going to take place in your life was written before you was born. Hallelujah. He told Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you, and I ordained you a prophet. Before you even thought to come into being, I ordained you. In other words, God had put everything in us from the beginning. And so everything that's happening to us now is working together for our good. Amen? Praise God. And so thank God for the word of God today. It's working together for my good. This is your season. Amen.
Amen.
We want to pray this morning to give a word of God. If you have a testimony out there, we allow a couple of testimonies. Or you got a quick victorious praise report. I hear one if you have one. Amen. Amen. If no one has a testimony this morning, a quick testimony or praise report, then we're going to move right on. We want to give everybody a chance, amen, to give a praise to God today. And we want to pray. Amen. Father God, I thank you today, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord. I don't take it for granted, Lord, because many lay down last night and didn't wake up this morning. But I thank you, Lord, that you gave me another day. Hallelujah. You gave me another opportunity, Lord. Many weren't able to get out of bed this morning, Lord. I thank you for another opportunity to get up, Lord, and to be able to walk. Many could walk when they woke up this morning, Lord, but I come to thank you that I can walk this morning. I come to thank you that I can talk. I come to thank you, Lord, that I can see. I come to thank you that I can hear this morning, Lord, because I don't want to take those things for granted, Lord, and I just want to praise you for them. Because there's a millions didn't make it this morning. The millions didn't wake up this morning, but I am one of the ones that did, and I come to say thank you today. Thank you for the word of God and the people of God. I thank you for blessing your people in this hour, this time. And, Lord, I'm asking you to bless the word this morning. Lord, bless those that are online this morning on Facebook, and bless those on Blog Talk Radio and on the prayer line this morning. Lord, bless your people everywhere that lift up holy hands to your name. And, Lord, all glory and honor and praise is in Jesus' name. And let everybody say what? Say amen, 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 amen. I got a good word for you today. I got a good word for you. I got a good word for you today. Lord woke me up with this one this morning, and I want to thank you for it. I'd like for you to turn to, let me think about it now, Ecclesiastes, I believe, chapter 3. We're just going to do verse 1. Sister Paige, if you would help me out there. Because even our song this morning was talked about, this is a season to reap where I have not sown, amen. It's my season, amen. Praise God. And because the guy was singing the song this morning, it was on my heart last night. I told Elder Prevost to play that song this morning. It's a season. It's a season. It's the time or the season, amen. Hallelujah. To reap, amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Read that, Sister Paige. Amen. Praise God.
To everything, there's a season,
uh-huh,
and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Amen. And that's going to be my topic today. Amen. It's your season. It's your season. Amen. It's your season. Or how do you know when it's your season? Amen. How do you know when it's your season? Amen. I looked up the word season. Amen. I had to look it up. Amen. To see what it is. Is when we think about a season, a season is a period of time in a year. Amen. And so here we have four seasons. Amen. We have winter, summer, we have spring, we have fall. Amen. It's a period of time, amen. And when I say when it's your season, it could be your period of time, amen. It just depends on what season you're in, amen. And so it's your season, amen. A season can be when things take place or happens. That could be when it takes place or when it gets ready to happen, that could be your season, amen. That could be what? Your time, amen. And but we know to everybody and to everything there's a season, amen. That there's a time for something to take place. There's a time for something to happen. And nothing will happen until it's time for it to happen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There has to be a time for something to take place. So this is a season. It's a thing that take place or happen. Season is characterized by certain condition of weather. I mean, it's going to happen, something take place by the condition of the weather. You know, when the sun comes out, you know, and the sun causes something to grow, amen. You got the rainy season, you got the windy season, amen. You know, we got all kind of things that's taking place within a certain time or a certain time of the year, these things take place, amen. One old man used to tell me, he said, March is the winter month. He called March the winter month, amen. It's the time or season that the wind blows, amen. But that's the period of time when the wind blows, amen. You know, in part of the country I grew in, Alabama, during March, you know, the wind was going to start blowing, amen. And when I was up in Kansas in September, the wind started blowing and sand blowing everywhere. And, you know, by the time the wind quit blowing, you know, it's going to blow up the snow. Amen. That it was always a period of time or a season that those things took place in Kansas, you know. In September, the wind started blowing and it's going to keep blowing and you see sand. And then October somewhere, you know, it's going to blow up some snow after a while. You can start looking for the snow around that time because it was a season for the snow to come. Amen. Amen. When we get in down here in the southern area, we know coming up to the end of the summer is tornado season. Amen. And we know tornadoes are going to start to happen, especially when the cold wind and the hot air start coming together and start fighting with one another. It creates a tornado or a spinning cycle that is going to, you know, it's going to be tornadoes, amen. I'm talking about a season, amen, or a time, amen, or a certain condition of the weather and temperature or a rain. And when we look at it in God's standpoint, it's an event in God's plan. Hallelujah. It's an event in God's plan. Fits. Or occasion, amen. It's in God's plan. Fixed. In other words, this thing is already fixed, amen. It's going to take place, amen. And for something to take place. So it's a season. It's a season. And I just what I my thought was, is this your season, amen? It could be your time, amen. It could be your time. And whenever we look at it, we want to look at things to see it could be my season, amen. Hallelujah. You see, most of the time when we look at how seasons transpire or take place, if there be some type of event start taking place. I was looking at the Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 10. It was talking about when we get old, amen. It's a season of age time when our eyes become dim and our teeth fall out and we can't hear good, amen. And the old bones get to aching, amen, and hands get to shaking, you know. It's an old age. It's a season of old age. And when we get into that state of season of mind, we know what? It's getting close. It's getting time. Your time is drawing now. It's getting close for your season to check out of here, amen. It don't mean that just because you're old, you check out, because the young people are checking out too. But when we get to an age like that, our teeth start falling out and everybody got glasses on and you can't hear good and you can't see good. Ecclesiastes let us know that it's getting time for you to go to your happy home. And then if you know that's a season for you to get ready to go to your happy home, we might ask the question, are you ready to go when the season comes? Have you made plans to go to your happy home, amen? Because we realize it's your season, amen. And that goes to some of us aged people, you know. We realize our season is coming, and because we know it's in our season, it could take place at any time, but have you chose Jesus already? Have you already got yourself a good lawyer for when you go to judgment, amen? You're going to need a good lawyer when you go before the judgment seat, because they say after death, amen, come judgment. And we know we're going at the judgment seat of Christ, and you need a good lawyer. But I want to know, because you know it's the season and the time for this thing to happen, have you gotten you a good lawyer yet, amen? I want to recommend a good lawyer for you today. I want to recommend a lawyer who has never lost a case, amen. I want to recommend a lawyer, amen, who always wins, amen. I want to recommend a lawyer, amen, that can win your case when you go before the judgment seat of God. He can get you off of the thing. He can get you pardoned from the judgment that's coming against you. I say Jesus is a good lawyer, amen, and he'll fight your battle. He'll fight your case because you know this is the time and this is the season for the aged people, amen, to get ready to check out, and you need your lawyer on your side so when you get there, you can be declared not guilty. Hallelujah. Because, you know, when your season comes, when you know your season, amen. And Solomon, when he wrote that, he was just trying to let us know that there's a season and a time for everything, amen. Hallelujah. And when we come back to a season, I want to know, is it your season, amen? Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, amen. If you go with me, we'll talk about a season. You can see, you can tell when you're getting ready to get blessed because of the season that you're in, amen. Praise God, praise God. Isaiah 55 and verse 10, he's talking about a season, amen. And let me see if you're in this season. And because if you're in this season, you can start rejoicing, amen, because this is your season of blessing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 and 10, amen. Read, Sister Faith.
As the rain coming down,
mm-hmm,
and the snow from heaven,
yes,
and return it not hither, but water the earth, and make it rain forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower,
uh-huh,
and bread to the eater.
Uh-huh. So in your season, when you know when it's your season, when the rain comes. Hallelujah. See, you got to have some rain in your life, amen. When some rain start coming in your life, you got to know you're in season, amen.
When you start having trouble in your life, amen, you ought to know then at that time is your season to be blessed, because rain always comes to get the ground ready for the harvest, amen. The rain always comes to get the ground ready for the plant, because, you know, if the ground been dry, the rain comes, amen, to soften up the ground, to loosen up the ground, to give the earth some life, amen, so that it can spring forth and bud. Is this your season, amen? What I'm trying to say about it, if you're having some trouble in your life, amen, you need to start clapping your hand, because you recognize this is my season of blessing because the rain coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. See, he said when the rain comes, it comes to do what?
When the rain comes down, it's open heaven, rainbows and bud.
And say it brings forth, when the rain comes down, it brings forth and bud, amen. So when I say, I want to know, is it your season? Is it, if you got the rain in your life, just say, it's my season, it's my season. Hallelujah. I know it's my season because there's some rain in my life. I got some trouble in my life. Amen. But because you got to realize that your season, amen, of your blessing that's going to come, the rain always comes first. Mm-hmm. Amen. Before blessing, trouble always comes first. Amen. Before the blessing come, amen. And you got to recognize that if you got some rain in your life, you ought to be rejoicing today because you recognize it must be my season because I got some rain in my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. If I don't have no trouble in my life, it's not my season right now, amen. Hallelujah. Because always, trouble always come before blessing, hallelujah. Night always come before day, amen. Weeping might endure for the night, but the joy comes in the morning. You see, if you're in your season, if you're weeping at night, it must be your season, it must be your season. Come on, say, I'm in my season, I'm in my season. Hallelujah, I'm having trouble in my life. I know it must be my season. I realize because of the seed, I realize because of the rain in my life, I realize that it must be my season. It must be my season. So I'm going to rejoice because I realize it must be my time. Because before God delivered, there was always night before the day came. Hallelujah. When Israel was down in Egypt, they were being oppressed and all kind of things. People were being killed and people was dying everywhere, and Pharaoh was mad, and the work was hard. There was a lot of oppression, but when the season came, you know, when those things started happening, then God looked down at those things, and he said, it's time to bring my people out. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, the devil been holding you captive, amen, but God is allowing the trouble to come because he lets you know it's your season, amen. When you're ready to get blessed, amen, troubles always come. The rain comes down, amen, to water the ground, amen. To get it ready for the harvest, amen. I'm saying it must be your season, amen. It must be my season because I'm having a little trouble in my life. It must be my season according to Isaiah, amen. The rain got to come down and water the grass first and water the ground first. The rain comes in my life. After I go through my trial in my test, amen, then I realize the blessing is on its way. I like what the Bible says, and I think it's 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. It talks about after you have suffered a while. Come on, somebody. Come on. When I'm going through some suffering, amen, I'm going through some trouble in my life, I realize then that's my season. Hallelujah. See, we always think that our season is when everything's going good, but God doesn't work that way. God works in reverse, amen. It's when things start going bad, that's when you start expecting your blessing. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm in my season. I'm in my season. I must be in my season, amen. After I suffer a while. Now, when we think about the word a while, amen, a while could be a long time, amen. Hallelujah. A while could be some years, amen. Or a while could be some months. Or a while could be just a short period of time, but it's all in the mind of God. But it's when God moves and when God acts. But nevertheless, God will act because he has a season and when he's going to do something. That is why the Bible tells us, let us wait on the Lord and be of good courage, amen. And he'll renew our strength because he says that it might take a little time because everything has a time to come to pass. Everything, there's a time to happen, amen. And God want to know, amen, it could be your season because if you got some rain in your life, when you start having trouble on the job, you can start realizing some blessings is getting ready to come, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When they start talking about you on the job, I know somebody said I might be getting ready to get fired, but that might be in the mind of the people, but that's not in the mind of God because, you see, God has trouble coming your life on the job because he wants the boss man to draw attention to your life, and if your life is measured up with God, then that's the opportunity the boss gets to see who you really are because if nobody had ever drawn any attention to you, the boss man would have never seen you because it's working together for the good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To see it can be your season, amen. Amen. When you're getting disturbed, you got to recognize it must be my season, amen. When the eagle is, I was talking to Prevost last night, and we was talking about if the eagle stirs a nest and flooded over her young, amen. That let you know when the nest gets stirred up, it's the season. It's the time for the eagle to get out the nest, to get out of your comfort zone, amen. And see, a lot of us on our job, we're being stirred up on our job, and you're not being able to be comfortable there because God is trying to get you out of that place.
And I hope today is going against all
this. Hallelujah. Because you see, when your season comes, for the eagle to get out the nest, the eagle stirs up the nest, amen. Hallelujah. And he won't let it be comfortable in that place. You see, there's times in your life when you're getting ready to get blessed. Wherever you are in life, God won't let you be comfortable there.
I can see a guy like Floyd. I can see.
Hallelujah. See, God won't allow you to be comfortable in that place. All of a sudden, the job that you got, it'll start grieving you to go to work, amen. It lets you know that you must be outgrowing this, amen. It's time for you to move out of this place, amen. It's time for you to go. It's time for you not to be here anymore, amen. So I'm going to mess it up for you so you can't be comfortable here. You can't sit down and take your rest because I got more. See, we got to recognize that God has more for us, amen. But if you stay in the same place, you'll never gather. You'll never gather up. You'll never get blessed the way God wants you to be blessed because you have become so comfortable where you are, and you got to realize that whenever the net is being stirred, that's your season, amen. God letting you know what it's time to move from here, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, I want to know, is it your season, amen? Is it your time, amen, to be blessed, amen? And see, what we recognize that a lot of times people don't know their season because sometimes they think something big has to happen for them to know whether they're in season or not. Amen. But I was looking at 1 Kings chapter 18. I was looking at Elijah, you know, when he told Jehazi to go look. And on the seventh time when Jehazi went and looked, Isaiah didn't see nothing big. I mean, not Isaiah. Elijah didn't see anything big. He only saw something the size of a man's hand, the small things, amen. Come on, amen. You see, when it's your season, you might not always see the big things.
Superman. But if you don't, they look like...
When it's your season, it's the little things, amen, that start to happen, amen. And whoever that is, will you put your phone on mute, please?
But if you don't,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when it's your season, amen, to happen, we see the little things happening. You know, I've been noticing, I know my season is getting ready to come, amen, because it's the small things that's been happening to me, amen. Hallelujah. I go to the barbershop and I get out the chair as a free haircut, amen. That let me know what? I must be in season, amen. Praise God. Somebody come out and just give you some money, amen. I realize that the small things that's going on. It let me know I must be in my season because what? There's somebody sowing in my life now to let me know, amen, the little things have started, but there's some big things up ahead. See, it might always be the big things in your life that's taking place, but it's a small thing sometimes you got to look at God letting you know it could be your season.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about it's your season. You got to realize it's my time now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We drove through the drive-in the other night and got our food, and they said, your food is on the house. Praise God. It let me know that's my season. Amen. It's the small things that you look at. You see, God always gives some signs that something is getting ready to happen when something is getting ready to take place. Amen. Whenever it's going to rain, it gets cloudy and dark. That lets you know it's getting ready to storm. Amen. Because there's always a sign to let you know it's my season. Amen. Come on, is there some dark places in your life, amen? Or you're having some dark times in your life, amen? If you're having some dark times in your life, then God is just getting you ready for the blessing. You're getting ready for the blessing, amen? Because after the darkness, amen, the light always shows up just after dark, hallelujah. You got to know your season, though, amen? You got to know your season, amen? I'm trying to tell everybody, don't weep, don't faint. You're going to reap if you don't faint. So Galatians chapter 6 and 6 says, you're going to reap if you faint not. Don't get weary in well-doing, amen. Just because it's not taking place when you think that it ought to take place, don't grow weary in it, amen. Don't stop working, amen. Don't stop doing it because it don't look like nothing happening. It don't seem like anything is turning around. But don't let that deter you from continuing on, amen. But for those who persevere, you got to persevere, amen. You got to keep pushing, amen. You got to push. You got to push, amen. You got to continue. You got to continue. And those that endure to the end will receive the prize. And so, but you can't grow weary in well doing. You got to look at some signs to let you know it's your season. You see, sometimes we get deterred by the trouble. And we're looking at the trouble and not looking at the blessing that is ahead. You see, that is why you got to know that there's a sign. You got to look at the sign that's taking place in your life to let you know the blessing is on its way. Even though I haven't received them right now, but I realize what? My blessing is on the way because God said after the sun, there's clear shining after the rain. Let me put it like that. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. You see, it's always after the rain that things start happening, after the trouble, amen. After I've been through my trials, after I've been through my tests, amen. After people done talked about me, after people done walked all over me, amen. After I done been down to my last, amen. After I've been drugged through the mud, amen. After all these things that happened to me, amen. I can't do nothing but go up. I recognize when I go down, I realize there's a lifting up because it's my season. Come on, when you get down to the bottom of the barrel, don't give up. It's your season. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, otherwise, when you die, you go down. And amen, the seed can't come up until it dies, amen. And when the seed goes in the ground, it's going to come up and produce some fruit. And see, I'm trying to tell you, if you've been beat down, amen, don't worry about it. If you've been beat down and talked out, amen. Your blessing is on the way. You have to know that's your season. See, if you just recognize your season, you won't worry about the trouble because you realize that all the trouble that I go through, everything works together for the good of them that love the Lord and that was called according to his purpose. So if I have any trouble in my life, that must be something good working in my life. That if I believe the word. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so even in this time, we look at the pandemic and all the stuff that's going on, amen, is working together for my good.
Amen.
You might not see it that way, amen. The world don't see it that way. But God has a purpose in it, amen. And that thing that everybody thinks that it's a destruction is something working together for my good, amen. It lets me know what? It's my season. What did Jesus say about it? When you see all these troubles come to pass, he said, look up for your redemption draw nigh. It's your season. It's your season for blessing. It's your season for redemption, amen. It's your season for everything that you're going through. It's your time of deliverance. It's getting ready to come in your life when things start looking pretty bad. See, when things start looking bad, that's when God steps in to make it, to turn it around and make it look good, amen. It's your season, amen. Come on, somebody.
It's your time. See, everybody got a time. You got a time of blessing, amen. And you've been doing, and you've been working, and you've been praying, and even though you're praying, it don't look like nothing happening, and don't look like nothing changing, amen. Look like everything is continued the same. But don't believe it like that. Just keep looking and be patient and wait on the Lord and be of good courage and continue to push. Press your way forward, amen. Because they always say there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, amen. But if you stop in the middle of the tunnel, you never get to see the light. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm saying
amen.
It's your season, amen.
Amen.
It's your season to press forward, amen. Your blessing is on the way,
yeah.
Amen. And so all the things you see going on in the world, to the saints of God, that ought to be a sign to let you know your blessing is on the way. God is getting ready to move because he said, in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's letting you know he's getting ready to move because what? He's got to have some rain, amen. Some rain got to come to change things, amen. Some rain got to come in your life. Trouble got to come in your life, amen. You got to suffer a while, and after you have suffered a while, he said, the Lord will establish you, he will strengthen you, and he will settle you, amen. But you got to realize it's my season, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no man, amen, that's not going to be tempted and tested. And so whenever you start going through your test and your trials and temptation, amen, you got to know it's time for a promotion. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, you don't get no promotion without going through the test. Hallelujah. You got to take some tests. You got to be tried. You got to be tempted. You got to see, are you worthy of the promotion that you're getting ready to get? God wants to know, are you going to be worthy of it? Amen. And if you can't
amen.
Do right in the little, how will God bless you with the much? You see, you got to be faithful in the little so you can be have much. Amen. I said it's your season. Amen. Come on. If you're having some trouble, I'm saying it's my season to be blessed, amen. And I got to declare that, amen. You see, you got to decree that out of your mouth, amen. It's my season. Amen. I'm going through. You know, sometimes we say, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? And God said, just be patient. The husband man, he waited for the precious fruit of the earth. And he's long-suffering. He's waiting on it, amen. He's waiting till the season come be ripe for the harvest, amen. And I'm trying to say, you got to wait on it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But realize you're in your season, amen. Hallelujah. I'm in my season because I'm having some troubles in my life, amen. And let me know that's my season, amen. There's little small blessings start falling in my life, amen. That let me know, amen. It's my season, amen. I got the sign already. This is why they said faith, amen. Faith, 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 faith. This is why we say we walk
amen.
By faith and not by sight, amen.
Amen.
I'm not walking
amen.
According to what's going on around me, amen. I'm walking according to
amen.
What I know that is ahead of me and before me, amen. And I realize it's what God got ahead of me because what? What does Romans say? These light afflictions that I go through now can't be compared to the glory that I'm going to receive in that day, amen? Because it lets you know you're in your season. When trouble comes, you're in your season. Hallelujah. You get ready to get blessed, amen. This is why the Bible tells us to praise God in all things, because we realize that my season is here, amen? Come on, when a woman gets ready to have a baby, she gets into pain, she recognizes, what? I'm in my season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time to give birth to the baby when the pain comes. The blessing is on the way because there's pain. If you got some pain in your life, amen, let you know, amen, it's your season, amen. It's your time to produce, amen. It's your time to give birth to, amen. Whatever the plans that you have, it's time to give birth to it, amen. Whatever it is that God put in your life, it's time, it's time, it's time. And everything is working together for your good. If you can acknowledge that, you realize it must be my season, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. To everything, there's a season, amen. After you have suffered a while, amen. Hallelujah. You receive the blessing, amen. Hallelujah. And I like it there, amen. When we talk about the season, amen, when God gets ready to bless you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 and 37. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the season.
Amen.
You need to be saved. Amen. And see, a lot of the trouble, God allows trouble to come in your life because he's trying to turn your life around where that you serve God. You're trying to find happiness on your own, amen. And you can't find none on your own, amen. And no matter who you're with, no matter where you go, how much you go, you still ain't going to find it, amen. Because everything you need is in Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And if you want to be blessed and have a good season, you better seek Jesus so that he can give you something that nobody else can give, amen, that he can turn all your situation around, and he'll cause everything that you've been through to work together for your good. That's when it's your season, amen. Now, when you're in time, amen, it's always got to be the right time. Sometimes we like to be in a hurry. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when God told Sarah she was going to have a baby, she said, well, I'm an old woman. You know, I'm not going to have no pleasure as old as I am.
Mm.
But God said, yeah, you're going to have a baby. Then all of a sudden, the angel came down and told Sarah about this time. About this time in the year you're going to have a child. Amen?
Amen.
And when God told her, that was in 1814 in Jen, but when God told her she was going to have the baby at a certain time, amen. And see, what we got to recognize, she told Sarah she was going to have the baby at a certain time. By this time next year, you're going to have a child. Hallelujah. But you see, when God tells you you're going to have a child, you see, we can't get discouraged like Sarah and Abraham did. Because they was in a hurry, because when God told them he was going to do it, because it didn't happen right away, amen, they got discouraged and decided to do something on their own and not realize that God has a time that he does things, and he don't do it when you want him to do it, but he has his own time to do what he has to do, amen. And see, that's what a season is. When it's God, what did I say? See, it's God, it's God's plan. And God fixed or special occasion, that's what a season is. It's fixed. When it's fixed, that means it's not going to happen until a certain time. No matter how much you say how long, no matter how much you say hurry up, no matter how many times you ask God to move it, no matter how many times you ask God to change it, it's going to be there because God has a season of time for it to happen, amen. You see, when he told her she's going to have a baby, she didn't get pregnant, so she went out and gave her servant up to Abraham, so he went out with this young chick and got a baby, amen, because she see, she got in a hurry. She didn't keep up with the timing, you know what I mean. Her timing was off. And then when the angel called and told her she was going to have a baby, you got to recognize, even when you're told you're going to have a baby, come on, let's say take the process. Hallelujah. Yeah, when you get pregnant the first month, amen, it's got to be processed. That baby got to be processed. Come on, I'm trying to say your blessing got to be processed, amen. You might be pregnant with the baby, amen. You have the baby, but you haven't had the baby. And see, that's what faith is. Faith believes that he has the baby, even though he hasn't had the baby.
Amen.
What am I trying to say? Well, you know when it stops, you know you're pregnant, amen, but you still don't have the baby. You know when the time stops, no baby. You know a baby's on the way, but you don't have it. You haven't had him, but you're pregnant with it, amen. But even though you're pregnant with the baby, you're pregnant with your blessings, amen. And even though all your pregnancy is with the baby that you're pregnant with, amen, you have it, but it hasn't been manifested yet. And so, but it takes a process of time for the manifestation of what God said that you got. It took 9 months for the baby to be processed in the womb. Well, it takes time, amen. Amen. But me knowing that I'm pregnant with the baby is enough joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Knowing that what? My season is on the way. My season is coming, amen. If you've got pregnant mm-hmm. with the word of God, you ought to recognize that the blessing is on the way, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the blessing is on the
amen.
Way, amen. If you're pregnant with the word of God, amen, you're not worried about things transpiring. You're not worried about things taking place because I'm pregnant with the word of God. And if I'm pregnant with the word of God, I know God's word is going to perform everything that he said it's going to do, amen. But I know it's just mm-hmm. got to be a season for it, amen.
Amen.
Are you with me here, amen? It's a season, amen. When you're pregnant with the baby, you don't eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pregnant with the baby, you don't drink everything. Hallelujah. When you're pregnant with your baby, you don't go out. You shouldn't go out and be doing all kind of sin and all kind of drugs. You shouldn't be doing anything, all that kind of stuff, because you're pregnant with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pregnant with the word of God, why do we allow sin to come in our life to... What it can abort your baby, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
I'm saying drugs and things can abort your baby, amen. Alcohol can cause
mm-hmm.
you to have an abortion, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Cigarettes and things can cause the baby to come up with, I can't think of a word, allergies, problems, amen. Let me say problems, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when you're pregnant with a baby, amen, you're supposed to live the life of righteousness because you recognize I'm pregnant with a baby and I don't want to take and put anything in my body that's going to damage my baby.
Amen.
Amen.
When sin will damage your baby.
Mm.
And see, because we live in the life of God and not supposed to be a life of sin, when you get pregnant with the word of God, amen, be careful how you live, because how you living can damage your baby. It can hinder your blessing, what I'm trying to tell you. It can hinder your blessing. Hallelujah. If you know you're pregnant, amen, you know you're going to have a season. Come on, somebody, amen. You know the baby's
amen.
On the way, amen. But not only
amen.
Do I want to protect my life, I also want to protect my baby life, amen. So I got to watch what I do and how I live.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. I can't be no homosexual and think I'm going to have a baby. Come on, somebody.
Mm.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Can't no two women get together and think they're going to have a baby. Can't no two men
amen.
Get together and think they're going to have a baby. Come on, somebody.
Mm.
Ain't no seed in that, amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody,
amen.
Amen. Ain't no pregnancy in
amen.
That, amen. Ain't no blessing
That's
in
right.
that, amen. Can't nothing come
That's
from that.
Right.
But
That's
hey.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. When you're not living right to God, you might be pregnant, but you get ready to mess your baby up. Come on, somebody. Come on. Say, I'm pregnant, amen. It's my season. I got to give birth to this word. God then gave me a promise. God then gave me a promise, amen. And because God has given me a promise, amen, I've got to do everything necessary to protect my baby, because the baby is my promise. If I'm going to inherit eternal life, I know I got to live right, because what? The word is my promise. There's going to be a season for it, amen. We know that the Lord is coming, amen. There's a season that he's coming, amen. And he said in the last days, amen, he talked about all the things that was going to transpire in the last days, amen. And he said, when you see all those things come to pass, amen, there's going to be wars and rumors of war. There's going to be earthquakes in Dallas Place. There's going to be fires, amen. There's going to be pestilence, amen. There's going to be sickness and disease. If any of these things going on now, it ought to let you know it's the season.
Amen.
Children are going to be disobedient to the parents. People are going to be proud. They're going to be boastful. Amen. Do you see all of this going on? Amen. And let you know this is the season. And when we know that this is the season, amen, I've got to do everything necessary to protect my baby.
Amen.
Amen.
That child that is to be born of you is going to be called the Son of God. You're going to give birth to a son. Come on, here. Because you're the church. The church is giving birth to a son. Hallelujah. Because that what? It's a season, amen. I'm trying to say, when you're in season, amen. The process of time and the process of time.
Amen.
Why is it that process of time? Because God had a fix
moment of time that he was going to do something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby ain't coming until it's time. Well, he was supposed to come on the second week in January. Praise God. You know how y'all talk about it, amen. He's supposed to be here the second week in January. And he didn't get here till the last month in January, last week in January, because God has a time. But you know it was the season for it to come, amen. But when you get into pain, amen, you know what? The time. When the water breaks, if you've been praying and praying and praying before God and the water done broke, you know it's time for the baby to come, amen. But a lot of us ain't prayed enough to have no water to break. We don't shed no tears when we pray. We say, "Our Father which art in heaven," and then we're through with it, and we don't do no other prayer. You see, it's your season to pray, amen. You see, God allows the things in the world to come against you to get you to a place of prayer where you can get down and give birth to the baby that he has implanted in you, but you won't get down and give birth. The baby can't come if there's no pushing going on. The water got to break first. Come on, say, "I need some rain in my life." Amen. Come on, I need some rain in my life. I need some rain in my life. Hallelujah. Prayer put some rain in your life. Amen. Prayer changes things for you. Amen. Well, when you're seeking the Lord, prayer will change things for you because you realize that, what? I got to give birth to a baby.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm pregnant. And then when she got down and put her head between her legs and began to push, the baby came out because it was the time, amen. What am I trying to tell you today, amen? The promise don't come until it's time. Hallelujah. God has a fix. He has a fixed time. He has a fixed place, amen. He has a fixed purpose in your life, amen, for you to do a certain thing, amen. And he has to. If you be uncomfortable where you are, that means God wants to move. It must be time. Must be your season to move on to something else. If you're tired, when you get sick and tired of what you're doing, then God says you'll change because what? There's a season. There's a time. He's letting you know it's your season that I want to change.
Amen.
So when you going to make your mind up that this is my season? Come on. When you going to say, "This is my year. This is my year. This is the year that I'm going to do it, amen. This is the year I'm going to overcome it, amen. This is the year I'm going to walk in victory, amen." When are we going to start confessing? When are we going to start confessing what we have in Christ Jesus? When are we going to start saying, "I got it and this is my season that I'm going to do it"? I'm going to stop putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can get caught up putting things off. We're putting it off for tomorrow, amen. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. Your time could be the day. And you kept putting your salvation off, waiting. Waiting on what? Waiting on tomorrow. Now is the day of salvation. You're talking about this is the season for it, amen. When you look around and see what's going on in the world, and you know Jesus is so soon to come, and you keep putting it off. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop. You know how we keep saying it. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking, amen. I'm going to stop sleeping around, amen. I'm going to stop going to the clubs, amen. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop, amen. I'm going to stop lying, amen. I'm going to stop cheating. You know, we keep on saying, "I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop." But when are you going to make up your mind to do it?
Amen.
It's your season. This is the season for you to do it. You can't continue on doing it the way you're doing it. You can't continue on to think, amen, you're going to heaven when you know you're doing wrong. You're fooling yourself. You know they have something they call self-deception. People deceive themselves. They think they're going to do evil and good going to come. Lord, have mercy. And we still like people in church every Sunday doing evil every Saturday night. And if it wasn't for the virus, if it wasn't for the virus, a lot of people that's praying today wouldn't be praying if it wasn't for the virus. So the virus is working together for the good, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the virus, you'd be out there in the street right now, popping off.
But what are you going to make up your mind? God don't want to force you to do anything. God wants you to receive him because you want to, not because you have to, amen? This is your season, amen? We know it's time because we can see everything going on, but this is the season, amen?
Amen.
This is your season for a blessing. When the Lord comes, who desires the day of the Lord? Who's ready for the Lord to come? I'm not. Take your time, Lord. Take your time, Lord. Because they said the day of the Lord is going to be darkness. Not day, but it's going to be darkness. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough when the Lord comes. And I ain't desiring the day of the Lord. I hope I'm gone when he comes. Somebody said, I want to be raptured. Well, no, I want to go before the stuff happens. Because it ain't going to be no easy thing, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Oh, come on now, Lord. You know you ain't ready.
That's right.
You're trying to get
That's
ready.
About.
You know you ain't ready to go. Come on,
That's
amen.
Right.
Hold off, Lord. Don't come right down. Give me a little more time. No, I said the other day, I said, everybody that wants their house, you know, you want your mansion. Well, I got me a mansion in heaven. I said, well, if you want to get there, if you want your mansion early, just tell God, come on, take you right now. If you want to, you can get your mansion tomorrow. I tell you, just keep working on my eyes, Lord. I'm not in a hurry. Amen. Praise God. Take your time. Don't put the doors and the roof on it yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't ready to go yet, Lord. I'm not ready. And then some people say, oh, come now, Lord. You know you don't want God to come. I want his presence to come. But I don't want him to show up right now. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm trying to get it right. I'm saved and being saved. Amen. I'm righteous and being righteous, getting righteous. Amen. I'm righteous by the blood of Jesus, not because of my own righteousness, amen. But I'm righteous because of the blood of Jesus, but I'm still trying to get righteous, amen. I'm holy and trying to be holy and living holy, amen, because I am holy, amen. I'm trying to persevere. Read that scripture, Sister Paige, so I can quit. I'm saying it's your season today. Somebody need to be saved. Today is your season. That's why all them bad things happening to you, because it's your season to be saved. And you keep putting it off. There are people on the line, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, and you keep putting it off. There are people who need the Holy Ghost, and you keep putting it off. It's your season to get the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Please, Sister Faith.
35, 36.
Uh-huh.
Just not wait, therefore your confidence.
Don't lose the confidence. I mean, I know you've been reaping, you've been sowing. I know everything seems like it just like it was, but God is working. He's working in the dark, amen. The way God works in the dark. He works where you can't see it. He works in a time that you can't see it. But don't lose your confidence in Jesus. What he has promised, he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Amen.
I'm going to do it.
Look at that.
He said, I'm going to do it, amen. I'm going to take you there, amen. Praise God. I move heaven and earth just for you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. In order to keep you, God will speak to a donkey to keep you alive. Amen. To keep you blessed. Amen. Come on. He said, I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to get you there. I promise you, he said. I'll get you there. I promise you. I will deliver you. It's your season to be delivered. And you need to stop putting it off. You keep putting it off. Tomorrow, things will come. Tomorrow, life will be better. Tomorrow, and tomorrow might never be yours. I said, we got to press the deal, amen. It's a season. Read, Sister Paige.
We have great recompense of reward.
He said, don't give up. This thing have a reward. Don't be weary in well-doing, because your well-doing has a reward, amen. Living right has a reward to it, amen. A lot of people don't think living right has a reward, but you got to realize that living right, amen, will help you produce your baby. You got to make up your mind. It's time. Stop putting it off. Stop putting it off. What if God showed up tonight? Would you be ready? Somebody says, well, he can't come right now.
Well, how do you know? He come when he want to, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Can't God do what he want to do? He got a season, amen. How do you know this ain't the season? We got wars and rumors of wars, and the gospel being preached everywhere. Amen. It's online, on Facebook, on the internet, streaming, or whatever you call it. Amen. It's being preached. Is that right? About this kingdom. This kingdom come. It's being preached, so he can come after they've been preached. He said, I can come. After everybody who have heard the gospel of the kingdom, then I can come.
That's what he said.
So I'm saying it's in season, amen.
Amen.
It's the season, amen. Hallelujah. Mm. And if you don't have him, it's your season to get him, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. You need Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You need Jesus now more than you do that cookie you're going to eat after a while, amen. More than that pork chop you're going to eat after a while. You need Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Where he said, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, amen. He said, bread alone won't do it for you, amen. Read on, Sister Payne. Let me get through, amen.
You have need of patience.
So you need to have patience. The baby is being processed. The blessing that God has for you is being processed. If you get the baby too soon, what do they call that when the baby comes too soon?
Premature.
If the baby comes too soon, it'll be premature.
Premature.
Now, what do I mean by premature? It won't be fully developed yet, amen? You see, God wants to fully develop us, amen. He don't want to put no half a child out there, amen. Yeah, that's what you want to call it. He don't want to put a preemie out there, amen. He wants you to be the full age. That stayed in the womb long enough not to be premature. What if they call it, what else happens when the baby don't develop right? They have what? They have complications, but they call it something else. Amen. 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 If a child is not fully developed, they're going to have complications in life. Amen. They can come deformed. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, God hasn't given it to you right now because it ain't time. Because if he lets you out right now, you'll be deformed. You'll be premature.
Right.
You won't be fully developed. So it takes time. And you're in a hurry, amen, to get there, and you haven't even developed yet. The only thing you're going to do is mess up if you go too soon, amen. Come on, say, it takes time.
Uh-huh.
Takes time, amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Takes time. You know, that's why, who was that used to sing that song a long time ago? It takes time to know her. It's not an overnight thing. I took her home to Mama and I said, Mama, I want you to meet your future bride. And Mama looked at him and said, and pulled him to the side and said, son, it takes time to know her, amen. It's not an overnight thing, amen. What am I trying to say? Amen. It takes time to know the Lord. Amen. It's not an overnight thing to know the Lord. Amen. Come on, I said it takes time. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be fully developed in the Lord. Amen. See, God don't want to send no half-baked cookie out there, half-baked loaf of bread. God don't want you to be half-baked. God wants you to be fully cooked on both sides. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, it takes time. Read on, Sister Faith.
After ye have done the will of God.
He said, after you've done the will of God. We always trying to get the blessing before we do the will. Is that right? Hey, we want the blessing, but we don't want to suffer with it. Huh? We want the blessing, but we don't want to go through. Huh? We want to go to heaven, but we don't want to live right. Amen. We don't want to go to hell, but we don't want to do what it takes to go to heaven. Everybody wants to do their own thing. But when are we going to get to the place that says, not my will, Lord, but your will be done?
Right.
I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to be of good courage. I'm going to renew my strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm going to mount up some wings like an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run. And not be weird. I'm going to walk and not faint. Amen. I'm going to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Because I realize my blessing, all of my blessing comes from the Lord. If I want to overcome it, I got to ask God to help me to overcome it. I can't overcome it on my own. Man, mm-hmm. I fought with that tobacco for a year. Amen. Fighting. Trying to quit. Quit today and start back tomorrow. Put it in the trash can. And if the trash can ain't thrown out, go back and dig in the trash can and get it out. Come on, somebody. See, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say it's a battle, amen.
Amen.
That's a battle between your flesh and your spirit, amen. The Bible says they don't like each other. Spirit and flesh don't like each other. They war against one another, amen. So we got to be real about this stuff, amen. And stop putting it off and stop going around the corner on it. And be real. God, I need some help. And stop pretending that you got it. And tell God, this is my season, Lord, to be delivered from this stuff. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
Finish up, Sister Paige. I got to quit. Time run out. That ran out on me.
He might receive the promise.
He said, when you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. When you've done the will, when you've done the will, when you've done what God wants you to do, you receive the promise. When you pray the way God said pray, you receive the promise. When you read the word the way God said read the word, you receive the promise, amen. When you confess the word the way God said confess the word, you receive the promise. But everybody try to get something, they don't want to do nothing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants deliverance, but you won't discipline your flesh. Tell the flesh what it is not going to do. And fight with it until you overcome it. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Be like a baby, amen. I'm going to walk. I don't care what. I can fall down, hurt my knees, skin my legs up, bump my head, but I'm going to get right back up. I'm going to get right back up, amen. Come on, I'm going to get right back up, amen. I'm trying to run. I'm trying to walk, live this life right. I fall down, but I'm going to get right back up, amen. I might
That's
fall
right.
next week, but I'm going to get right back up, amen. I'm not going to stay
That's
down
right.
there, amen. I realize as long as I continue. You see, what we realize about God, it's not about whether or not you go through there and never mess up. What it is with God is that you continue to the end. Amen. He never did say we wasn't going to mess up, but he said if you continue in the faith. Be grounded and rooted in the Lord, amen. Be grounded in what? Jesus died for my sin and shed his blood that I might live, amen. That Jesus paid the price for my sin. I'm going to be grounded in that, amen. I'm going to be grounded that Jesus is my righteousness, amen. I'm going to be grounded in knowing that, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9, said, I am who I am by the grace of God, not because of what I did. You got to be grounded in that. Because if you go through this thing depending on yourself and all the weight is on you, well, you got to. You're going to lose all hope in the Lord. Because you're counting on yourself whether or not you get in and make it or not. And that's not faith. How many are with me on that? Faith is believing in what Jesus did was enough for me. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Faith is not believing what I can do and how much I do. Faith is believing what Jesus can do. Amen.
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 Take the monkey off your back. Jesus came to take the monkey off my back. He carried my sorrow. He bore my grief. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It was his footstep in the sand, not mine, because he was carrying me. I wasn't carrying him. He's carrying me. Amen.
Amen.
I couldn't walk right, so He walked for me, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. I couldn't live right the way. He lived right for me, amen. I couldn't do everything right, but he did right for me. And Jesus took my place. I've got to put all of my confidence and my faith in what Jesus did and not what I do. Hallelujah. By grace you are saved. It's the gift of God.
Amen.
So I'm living from faith. I'm living from being saved, not trying to be saved. I am saved. Hallelujah. I am delivered. Amen. I don't care if my foot in the mud, I'm still delivered from it. Amen. I'm going by what Jesus did for me and not for what I do for myself. Hallelujah. Somebody want to be saved today. The Bible says, repent, every one of you, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It says name. You need to obey instruction, follow instruction. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, they came down from the upper coast and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Not that you wasn't a believer, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you did it?
Amen.
They said, we have not heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost. And unto them, what was you baptized? They said, we were baptized under John's baptism. They said, John never told nobody to believe on him. All you Baptists. I ain't trying to be funny. But John never told you call yourself after him. He said, call yourself after the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He ain't told you to believe on him. He ain't tell you to make no church after his name. He said Jesus was the one.
What's that?
Jesus is the one. The one. Wasn't no two, it was one, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no three, it was one, amen. Come on. And then when they heard that word, they was all baptized in the name of Jesus. And hands was laid on them and they received the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need to go read it and see whether or not you're in the faith or not, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be just in some tradition and not be in faith.
Amen.
You better read your Bible. Because if you go to hell, it ain't going to be the preacher's fault. It's going to be your fault because you wouldn't read. And you got glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how to read. Amen. I was going to say you got some glasses because I had some. Well, amen. God gave you some glasses so you can see. Is that somebody this morning? Amen. If there's nobody this morning, go ahead, brother. You need some prayer today? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to pray for our brother here in church. If y'all want some prayer, y'all let us know. I'm going to pray for those on the line. Father God, we thank you and bless you for all the things you have done, Lord. And Lord, may those lives be changed that heard this word this morning. And may they recognize that it's their season to stop putting off for tomorrow what they can do today. And I'm asking you to bless them and strengthen them to do your will in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen, amen, amen. For you online here, thank y'all for being online. You on this, that's on Facebook Live, you online. Don't forget about it, us. You can bless us if you like to bless us. We're at carechurchinc@gmail.com if you want to send cash out or PayPal. We thank you for any blessing that you receive. PayPal, cash out at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That's where you're online here today. God bless y'all. Amen. We're going to pray for our brother here. Amen.
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 Background. Okay.
Praise God. Just added my oil out in the car for that. Father God, we thank you for my brother in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for blessing him in his apartment, blessing him in all that he do, Lord. Lord, you're the one that brings changes, Lord, and everything is going to work together for his good according to what you have promised. It's Romans chapter 8 and verse 27, Lord, you said it'll work together for his good. And, Lord, I want to thank you for turning this thing around, making it right in your sight. Lord, that my brother be blessed and continue to do what it is that you would have him to do. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it fall on him and rest on him right now in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That God is moving, God is working, and this time, and just some prayer.
Okay.
Father God, I thank you for this child, Lord. I know your presence is upon her, Lord. You're moving in her and through her, Lord. And Lord, I'm asking you to strengthen her, Lord, and,
yes,
and may the sweet spirit, Lord, may the anointing rest on her, Lord.
Yes.
May you move in her, Lord, to bring change, oh Lord,
yes, Lord,
and all that she do, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you know what you have in store for her, Lord.
Yes.
A lifelong, Lord. Lord, you know what to do and how to do it and bring change in her life. And I want to thank you for changing her right now. Lord, from this day forth, Lord, may your Holy Spirit move in her like never before, Lord. May it open up our understanding. May it open up our eyes and cause us to see what it is you would have for us to see.
Thank you.
And Lord, I give you praise for opening our eyes in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Somebody else on the line, amen. Got anything you like to say, amen? Anything you want to say, amen? Brother Prevost, anything you like to add, amen? Praise God. Amen. Don't forget about tonight, 5 o'clock. Pastor Prevost be on tonight. On Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, but 5 o'clock Central Time.
Huh? 5 o'clock Central Time? 516-999-666-99967. He'll be on tonight for those who still on. Amen. Any other announcement? Amen. Anything? Any testimonies, any requests? Amen. Amen. Nothing else? Amen. If nothing else, amen. Praise God. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be glory, honor, praise in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from this place, but not from your presence, where I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and keep his commandments. Amen, amen. See y'all next Wednesday night. Amen. Thank y'all.
Everybody,
say amen.
God,
God has
so let the church,
let the church
say amen. Yeah. Can I get a
word? Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are,
let the church
to what his word
say.
Says. No matter how you feel
it,
or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight, even in the valley, or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say, 'cause your help is on the way. Why God has spoken, I heard. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church say,
God has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so.
Thank you. You were on time. Because I didn't charge my phone as much as I had with it. In fact, I thought I had more on my phone than that.
What did we last time we went in there? I believe your mama got. That was you dropped some ribs off at the house? You didn't like them, did you? I thought you didn't. I didn't either.
You didn't either. My dad got me a
plate
of ribs. And
I was
like,
There's something about the taste of them. I don't know.
It was shocking. And then I think when it happened, so dad, you didn't have.
I didn't know my taste match that. It's got a little funny taste. So I say, wow, I can see why she left them on the table.
You are the last party in the conference.
Very black.